It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to Little Bat Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all your barbecue sauce rubs and 409 tailgate wine needs, do yourself a favor. Visit 409tailgateclub.com. You will not be disappointed. And don't forget, the listener Dean with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You get some sauces and rubs if your question makes the cut. You ready, Ross?
Yes.
All right. Our first question is from Kevin from Labatt, eh? He says, Ross, as the foremost expert on Ivy League football west of the Susquehanna River, I have an important question. 150 years ago this week, Rutgers and Princeton played the first ever college football game. If the same game were to be played today on a neutral field, Bill Connolly of ESPN projects Rutgers would be a 1.5-point favorite. Which side would you take? Bet and Bob, I'd like to hear your pick as well.
You know what's crazy? I don't know like if this is public or not, but I'm pretty sure a couple years ago Princeton tried to schedule this game against Rutgers for the 150th.
Interesting.
And Rutgers said no. And you know what? That was probably pretty smart. Because in all sincerity,
I agree.
There's no upside for Rutgers.
None.
And only embarrassing downside. I think Rutgers would win the game. I mean, I've seen Princeton. They're good, but they're not like they were last year. I'm telling you, last year, I probably would have taken Princeton. I don't remember Rutgers' team last year that much, but last year's Princeton team was unbelievable. 10-0, won every game by a lot.
Both sides of the ball. Too.
Three guys the NFL. Both wide receivers and the quarterback to the NFL. And how about this? All three of them now playing tight end. Isn't that weird? Two wide receivers and a quarterback. Now all three of them are tight ends. But last year, I think Princeton would have won. This year, I haven't seen a whole lot of Rutgers, but Princeton had a bunch of injuries. They lost a bunch. Now, they're undefeated. They're 7-0. But I would lay the points with Rutgers.
Rutgers minus 10. They did beat Liberty. And Liberty's a pretty good team.
That's a good point.
Liberty hammered UMass last Saturday.
I saw that.
I will be doing UMass Army on CBS Sports Network at 12. Everybody here should watch that instead of Penn State Minnesota.
Andrew and Elmer asks, he says, hey Ross, James Franklin gave a shout out to Minnesota offensive line. In particular, he mentioned offensive tackle Daniel Falalee, who is listed at 6'9", 400. I'm intrigued about someone that size going against our quick pass rush specialist. What are the pros and cons of that kind of length of mass going against speed in the pass rush?
You know, if that kid was really athletic, he wouldn't be at Minnesota that big.
Fair point.
Unless he was like 500 pounds and trimmed down to 400, or he was 240 and bulked up to 400. I don't know. I have not seen him. I am really looking forward to it. I like big people. I like looking at big people. I like watching big people do things. Here's the thing. When you're that big, as long as you take the right set, size is an asset. Size is an attribute. And when you're that big, it's just hard to get around you. You don't really have to be that fleet of foot or have great quickness if you're that big and you take the right initial set. Even if they run around the hoop, you can probably push them by. You know, your best bet, I think, to beat a guy like that is with a double move where you get him going one way and then you come back underneath, or you fake underneath, come back around. Try to get him to change directions, because that's usually more difficult for a bigger guy. I think if you just try to run the hoop or run the edge, he's going to get you. That's a good question. Where was that one from?
That one was from Andrew and Elmer.
Ross, how big is that Villanueva guy for the Steelers? He's not 6'9", 400, but isn't he really tall? And
who?
Villanueva.
Yeah. He's 6'9", but he's like 325.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, this one comes from Brad in Erie. He said, everyone talked about the last three games at Iowa, Michigan at home, and at Michigan State being the most difficult stretch for Penn State this season. Moving into the three-game stretch where the next three opponents are playing their best football of the season, and two of them are ranked and undefeated and top 15 in the country, can you make a case for this being a tougher stretch of games for Penn State that's ahead of them? Thanks.
In hindsight, yeah. In hindsight, you can. Because Michigan State has poisoned all the players with getting worse juice.
Transfer from you.
Yeah.
They've Michigan. D'Antonio'd.
Michigan didn't figure it out till the second half.
Right.
And Iowa is a little disappointing.
QB.
I think this, you know, playing at Minnesota and at Ohio State, I think this three-game stretch is probably a little more difficult.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. Visit 409tailgateclub.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white and drink blue and light. This is Ask Ross, quarter number three. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We've got your questions. Let's keep them rolling. Jerry in Arlington, Texas says, Ross, Mike Miranda has been getting beat pretty often the last two games. Part of the reason's a little bit better competition. What are you seeing in his technique and development that's causing him to struggle a little bit now?
To be honest with you, I haven't really noticed it that much.
That's an answer.
No,
you don't notice it, then
no,
you'll notice it.
I'm thinking back to the Michigan State game. I watched it. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just because it was 2 weeks ago now, you know?
It's a long time.
I don't really remember.
I think Thorpe's gotten the start the last 2 weeks, too.
I know CJ Thorpe started against Michigan State.
Yeah,
I guess I'll watch it closer, but I didn't. I mean, I've commented after every game on what I saw, and I think the offensive line's playing pretty well. I haven't noticed Miranda getting beat any more than anybody else. Maybe I missed something, but I don't think so.
All right, this question comes from Chris in State College. He said, earlier this season against Buffalo, one of the defenders told KJ Hamler after the game that he had a tell. Can you give us some examples of tells at different positions?
Yeah. I'll give a tell at offensive tackle. Okay?
Yep.
There are guys that, based on whether it's a run or a pass, they might have their outside foot a little further back, right? So if it's a run, there's really not an advantage to have your outside foot back a little bit more. If it's a pass, though, it lets you kick back and get into position faster. So you can a lot of times the tell is offensive lineman is a big one. Quarterback, sometimes they were saying Lamar Jackson was doing something the other
with his
night.
Hands.
Touching the towel.
The towel behind his back. He was rubbing his hands on it and he was
I
throwing.
Don't think it matters if he has a towel sometimes. That guy is just unbelievable.
That's a good point.
That offense is unbelievable. Yeah. They've basically taken quarterback-centric college run games and been like, heck with it. We're doing it. We're doing it in the NFL. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt, but we're going to try it.
Ross, how about splits between offensive linemen? Is that ever a tell for the defense?
Yes, it is. But I used to take dummy splits. So a lot of times you want to have your split closest with the guy you're working with. So let's say I'm left guard and the play is going to the right. So I got to cut somebody off on the backside nose tackle. I'm going to have a tight split with that center because I got to try to get the nose. If instead it is a run to the right and I've got a three technique with me, which is a defensive tackle on my outside shoulder, I'm going to get a little bit of a wider split because we're scooping up to the backside linebacker. And so you're creating some space before the play even happens. So then you take your footwork and you hit the guy. And if he doesn't wash you down, there's already space you've created there. So that's one example where I would have a wider split from the center, another example where I'd have a tighter split from the center. What I would do is I would do that. But then sometimes on a play where it really didn't matter at all,
the split,
maybe like a bootleg or whatever, I would get a super wide split or I'd get a super tight split. And it's so funny because in the NFL, coaches spend so much time trying to figure that out. And I got such a kick out of knowing I was messing with them. And even in the game, the guys would be like, big split, big split. That means it's a backside run. Here it comes. Meanwhile, it was like a sprint out the other way. You know what I mean? Like, right. But they really, you know, you try to identify those. Here's a tell on the other side. You can tell whether or not a linebacker is actually blitzing based on how much, like where his weight is, right? So when they get up in those A gaps, when they're coming, they're like really leaning up there.
Right, they're on their
when they're almost. Not really coming, they like go like that, but their legs are ready to push them back because they know they got to get back. So little things like that, or the defensive end's tighter to me. The linebacker's a little wider than normal. He's pinching. He's scraping. Boom. Good question. Who was that? Erie?
That was Chris in State College.
Good question. That's the best question so far. I like that.
All right. Matt in Bloomsburg asks, what are the odds Brent Pry will accept a head coaching position at another Division I program over the next two seasons?
Good. Over the next two seasons, good. Yeah, he's a young guy. They've got a top defense. Their defense should be awesome next year again, I would
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think he we'll see whether or not he's back next year. I'd be surprised if he's here in 2 years.
So if you when they start the 2022, you'd be surprised. 2021, you'd be surprised if he's here.
I think it's his time.
It is his time.
It really is.
I
agree with Ross. In 2 years, I don't think he should be here.
It'd be hard to let go of that defense next year, though. Whew, man, that would be hard to let go of. All right, one more from Jerry in Arlington, Texas. Are any of the Penn State offensive linemen, in your opinion, playing at an all Big Ten level this season? I think that's an interesting
first,
question.
First, second, or third team.
Yeah. All Big Ten level.
I would say Mennett, I could see getting one of those. I don't think Rashid Walker would get it, but I think he would be in consideration for like third team as a redshirt freshman. I tend to think – here's the problem with questions like this. I honestly don't know how good the other centers are.
Right.
So all I can do is tell you Mennett's having a good year. I just don't – I think Gonzalez is just – he's solid.
Right.
I'm going with the State College tell question as the winner.
All right, Chris in State College, your question about the tells. I wonder what Hamler's tell was, by the way. You're never going to find that out. You win a 409tailgateclub.com tailgate box. Stick with us. We're going to preview the Minnesota Penn State game. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.